Most towns have a mix of good and bad in their histories. Perhaps that's the case for Pendleton, Oregon. Certainly, most of the risque establishments are gone, but taking a peek into their past tells us a lot about the days of the Western frontier. The story on today's American Countryside is brought to you by Agricultural Liquid Fertilizers. Visit agroliquid.com.
Tis the season to give the gifts on every farmer's list. Visit shopfarmjournal.com, where every item is marked down with the lowest prices of the season. Find great gift ideas for under $20, like the popular I Farm Like a Girl shirt, the colorful 2016 Dairy Today calendar, American Countryside books, and more, each for under $20. And be sure to check out the best-selling So God Made a Farmer signed print, priced under $50. You heard it right, a beautiful signed print for under $50. And you'll receive a free gift with every order. It's a sale you won't want to miss. Before you finish your shopping, be sure to visit shopfarmjournal.com for the lowest prices of the season on books, DVDs, signed prints, apparel, and much more. Find it all at shopfarmjournal.com. That's shopfarmjournal.com.
From the late 1800s into the mid-1900s, Pendleton, Oregon had businesses that catered to a wide range of interests.
Bars you'd have on the main level, above ground and underground, but the brothels were always above ground.
When Brooke Armstrong speaks of below and above ground, she's speaking of the fact that the city had a wide range of establishments literally under the buildings of downtown. Yet it was the notorious brothels that operated above ground, often on the second stories of those same buildings.
Stella Darby, she was the madam of the Cozy Rooms at Bordello, and that's one of the Bordellos we do take tours through, and had church service for her girls, because the girls were not allowed in churches and towns. She wanted them to get out of the business, so she treated them almost like her own daughters, and really, you know, wanted to get them married off and wanted them to be successful.
Brooke's mother and grandmother were instrumental in uncovering some of the town's interesting past.
It started in 89 with a group of volunteer men who decided to open it, and my mom and grandmother are huge collectors, and so they reached out to them to help decorate some of the rooms. And so once they brought my mom in, she was just fascinated by all the history, and she ended up being the executive director.
The underground businesses and connecting service tunnels are just a part of what visitors come here to see today.
They see at least a block worth of underground. The bars, prohibition card rooms, Chinese laundry, ice cream parlor, meat market, Chinese jails and opium dens, and then one of the brothels. So they get a general idea of what was going on here.
It's unique history, mostly below the streets of this western town. Traveling the countryside in Pendleton, Oregon, I'm Andrew McCrae.